Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No parks in Dallas will be open Easter weekend. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the mayor is taking the extraordinary step of closing the parks, nearly 400 of them, both Saturday and on Easter Sunday.
Going to the city park in Dallas on Easter Sunday is a tradition, and that's the problem. Mayor Eric Johnson says the need for social distancing outflanks the tradition this weekend, so he's ordered all the parks closed Saturday and Sunday.
All, and I do mean all, of the measures that we've taken are temporary, and the parks are going to reopen on Monday to allow people to once again enjoy their time outside.
Trails are not affected by the order, although the mayor reminds everyone to respect social distancing. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County reported just 63 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, but KRLD's Alan Skaya says that number comes with a warning.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the number has leveled off over the past week, never advancing far beyond 100 new cases a day.
Hopefully, as we bend that curve, we'll see more and more lives saved, you know, more and more of a large distance between where we would have been and where we are. But it doesn't mean we can take our foot off the gas.
He says the restrictions in place now need to stay in place to make sure the number continues to drop. Dallas County Health and Human Services says the current trend suggests the number of COVID-19 cases will peak late this month or in early May. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tarrant County today reporting a 20th person has died from coronavirus, a Fort Worth woman in her 60s who had underlying health conditions passed away. 588 people in Tarrant County have tested positive for the virus. With the drop in air travel, one of the biggest economic engines in North Texas expects to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. DFW Airport deferring landing fees, gate fees, and rent for concessionaires through the end of May. Chief Executive Sean Donahue says the drop in revenue could cost the airport $225 million, but he expects ticket sales to pick back up quickly once the virus passes.
I would also highlight that, you know, travel is about connecting people. It does foster a sense of community, and it will play a vital, vital role in our recovery.
Donahue says the airport will not furlough any employees, but thousands of outside jobs still connected to the airport have already been impacted. Donahue says DFW will cut its budget by up to $75 million and has enough cash to cover the rest of the drop in revenue. The Trump administration approves a rule change that could lead to much wider testing for the coronavirus. Of course, that means many of the pharmacists will have to be trained to administer the tests. Steve Anderson is the president and CEO of the National Association of Chain Drug Stores.
The companies are providing that training to their pharmacists if they are going to be doing COVID testing. There's a certain criteria that the CDC has issued in terms of PPE and other precautions that the pharmacists will need to take as they do this testing. But think that this is really a massive game changer.
Anderson says for more information, you can go to the CDC website, which is cdc.gov. Some much welcome assistance for childcare for essential service workers. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has that.
The Texas Workforce Commission authorizes an additional $2.5 million for essential service workers who live in Tarrant County to subsidize their child care costs. Among the requirements is the workers must make below 150% of the poverty level. Nicole Allen with the Workforce Commission says this will help out the child care facilities as well.
It's a really good opportunity for us to thank them for the work that they do and the sacrifices that they are making for keeping their doors open for our community.
Now, the program is a statewide program that's administered by the county, so folks who live elsewhere can apply for child care subsidies in the counties where they live. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Federal Reserve is rolling out a $2.3 trillion plan to stabilize the economy. KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
It has several elements. One is a Main Street lending program. More money going into businesses of different size. Four-year loans open to companies with 10,000 or fewer workers and revenues less than $2.5 billion. There's no principal and interest payment that's going to be due for a year.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed's role is to, quote, provide as much relief and stability as we can during this period of constrained economic activity, end quote. And here's an indication of how hard Texas has been hit by the pandemic. The state has seen 761,000 people file for jobless benefits over the past 4 weeks. That exceeds the total for all of calendar year 2019. Get the latest coverage at krld.com/coronavirus.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.